Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating the life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so, so happy you are here. And if you are a longtime listener, welcome back. Welcome back. I always love hearing from anyone who stumbles across my podcast and listens to the episodes, resonates with the content I'm sharing, and any takeaways or feedback you have. And so if you haven't already, come and say hi on Instagram. That is where I hang out the most. My handle is at kushpu.kway. And I'm very excited for today's episode as we're talking about the four ways you're unknowingly leaking your energy, four ways in which you are blocking yourself from receiving your desire. Before we dive into it, I want to share that my program, The Missing Link Mastermind, is back and it is currently open for enrollment. The Missing Link Mastermind is my intimate 12-week coaching container whereby I teach you how to apply my seven pillars of magnetic manifestation so that you become someone who naturally speaks her life into existence. You're able to finally see your desire, or desires plural, unfold in your reality. In the last round, the ladies manifested crazy changes, including finally becoming a mom. That is a big deal. Another one of the members received a promotion at work, which obviously included a massive pay rise. Another one of the members started losing weight after years of failed attempts, tried every diet, and her body started responding so well after doing the work that we did in the Missing Link Mastermind. Another one of the members had a successful cross-country move, and we also had someone improve her relationship with her partner. And this is just me scratching the surface. So many amazing benefits came about. And the beauty of this program, which is why I love it so much, is that it is a hybrid of group and private coaching. Each month, it's a 12-week program. So each month involves two group coaching calls, which, you know, I always bring my A game, so they are incredibly potent. And you also get one private coaching call per month. This way, we're able to ensure that you're receiving customized guidance, but also benefiting from the potency that comes from being surrounded by like-minded women. I will say time and time again, but when you put yourself in the right rooms, you will go so far so quickly. And in addition, over the 12 weeks, I'm going to continue highlighting the subtle ways you've been unknowingly blocking yourself from getting what you want. And more importantly, the steps you need to take in order to actually turn things around really fast. And as easy as it is to think that you're the exception or it's going to take forever to change things around, it really is the small shifts that change everything when it comes to manifestation. Trust me, as someone who's changed her life on every level, be it health, relationships, career, money, and overall quality of life, it really boils down to the subtle things that the subtle shifts that you make. And that's honestly why I decided to even bring back a program like the Missing Link Mastermind. We start officially on the 29th of February, and due to the nature of the program, I'm only taking on up to five people. We are down to our last few spots, which is very exciting. And so if this feels like something you are ready to lean into at this stage of your journey, you can head to the show notes with the link, has all the details, and you can also secure your spot. And if you have any questions at all, my DMs are always open on Instagram. My handle is at kushpu.kway. And that being said, let's get into today's episode, four ways you are leaking your energy. Let's not beat around the bush. It can be so freaking frustrating when you're doing everything you think you should be doing, yet you're not seeing your desire manifest. And when you combine that with genuinely being a kind person, someone who really does spread good vibes and just has a good heart, the absence of your desire, it almost doesn't make sense. And if that sounds like you, worry not. It could be that you right now have a case of leaky energy going on, and we get to fix that really fast. And when I say leaky energy, what I'm referring to is that you're unknowingly draining your energy. And as a result, you're operating from a place of lack. So even though you could be the nicest, kindest, warmest person, your energy determines what manifests. Like attracts like. Your life is a mirror reflection of who you are being and the energy you're operating out of. And so if you're moving through your day in a state of lack, it's not that you're not deserving of your desire or it's not possible, but it's just that you're just not a vibrational match to your desire. Think about it for a second. Lack cannot attract abundance. And whatever it is you're manifesting, whether it is a loving relationship, more authentic friendships, improving your well-being, a specific kind of job, more money, all of these are different forms of abundance. And so it makes sense that if I want to attract it into my life, that I need to be in that energy of abundance. Because ultimately, your energy, it is your manifesting currency. The way you're thinking, the way you're acting, the way you're feeling, all of these combined, plus your belief systems, the way you view yourself and the world around you, all of these combined determine who you are, but more importantly, what mirrors back to you, the reality, the outcomes you're able to manifest for yourself. And if you're not actually taking care, and you're letting your energy drain itself, so this leaky energy I'm talking about, all you're doing is pushing away the very abundance you're hoping to manifest. And if you are serious about getting what you want and really building a life of growing abundance, so when I say growing abundance, I mean not just receiving your desire, but constantly seeing your life open up in ways you cannot even imagine. It's one thing to say, hey, I want to manifest $10,000 this week, but wouldn't you rather be consistent and every week manifest $10,000? It's really nice to say, yeah, I want to manifest a loving partner, but it's not that you get that relationship. It's for the rest of your life. Don't you want that relationship to grow and to evolve in the most beautiful ways? And if you really are serious about building this life of growing abundance that is sustainable, you need to really start treating your energy like you would treat your money. You need to protect it at all costs. And while there's so many ways in which we unknowingly leak our own energy, I mean, I could be sitting here recording a podcast episode about this topic, but there are ways in which I'm obviously leaking my energy. But the beauty is when I identify where I'm going wrong, I know where I can start to make changes. And if I don't make those changes, it is a decision I've made. And the thing is that a lot of times it's what we're doing unconsciously and these blind spots that we're not able to really see. But when we can actually now shine light on them, now it's a decision. Who do I want to be? And do I want to continue in this way of being now that I know how destructive it is to what I'm calling in, the life that I'm trying to manifest? And so, like I said, there's so many energy leaks. But for this episode, I'm going to identify and outline four common energy leaks. The first one is leaving people on read for weeks or months, whether it's on your WhatsApp, whether it's on your emails, whether it's in your DMs on Instagram. And so often it's easy to justify as it being a matter of you not having time to reply, or it could be that you're trying to avoid a certain question. Maybe someone has asked you a question and you don't want to answer it. Or it could be that someone has shared some details and you're just putting under a rug and pretending like it doesn't exist. Whatever it is, but when you're leaving people on read, that communication circuit is still open. And until you consciously close it, and that comes with replying, it could be drawing a boundary or answering the question or just responding. While that communication circuit stays open, you're also dripping precious energy. And now you get to decide, do I want to close that circuit of communication or do I want to continue dripping my own energy? The second way in which you're unknowingly leaking your energy is taking forever to pay your bills or invoices, taking ages to delay making payments. At the end of the day, as much as we put money on a pedestal, it is just energy, and energy wants to be circulated. And when you wait to pay a bill, and again, your mind is going to give you all these reasons why it's okay to wait to pay for this bill. But when you wait to pay on a bill, you delay releasing energy. And as a result, you also interrupt the cash flow that's otherwise coming to you. By you delaying releasing, letting go of energy, you also delay receiving money. Now, with this level of awareness, when I get a bill, you can ask anybody, whether it's my accountant, my travel agent, anybody, if I receive a bill, I will pay it within 30 minutes of receiving. And in fact, sometimes I have to chase people to tell them, hey, can you send me the invoice? I want to pay it. Can you send me the invoice? Because I understand how important it is to freely let go of money, because that's how you also allow money to freely come towards you. The third way in which you're unknowingly leaking energy is waiting for the perfect time to take action. Oh, how often have you telling yourself, do you tell yourself that excuse that, yeah, I just need this one thing to get sorted, then I'll take action. Or you have this amazing idea, but then you keep pushing it off and saying, I'll do it when my kids get older, or when I have a bit more money, or whatever story you're telling yourself. But here's the thing is, call it what you want, but when you procrastinate, essentially you're not doing something you know you should be doing. And even though you are not doing the thing, it is still occupying and dominating your mind. And in the process, it's using up your precious energy. And lastly, the fourth way in which you are draining your energy, the fourth energy leak I'm going to dive into, is putting things under a rug rather than process and deal with them head on. Whether it is a trigger, whether it is a person, whether it is an event, whatever it is. And we do that because we don't want to deal with it because of the discomfort that comes from doing so. And even though you might not be consciously thinking about that person, that event, that circumstance 24/7, by you not dealing with it, that energy still exists within you. It still remains within you. And as a result, it's festering within you. It's taking up precious space. And remember is that there are so many different universal laws which govern how our reality is being created, one of which is the law of vacuum. Nature hates an empty space. And so if you want to manifest your desire, you need to consciously create vacuums in your life. But so often we're letting all this old energy harbor within us take up precious space. And as a result, there's no space for the abundance you desire. And now you get to decide, do I want to let that continue existing within me rent free, or do I want to let it go, create space? And because the inherent nature of the universe is pure positive energy, it is undoubtedly going to replace that with abundance, with joy, with love and prosperity. And in addition to that, that unhealed event, so that circumstance, that person, that issue that you're not dealing with, it's still remaining within you as a running program in the background that is shaping how you show up daily. Almost think of it like when you have a bunch of apps running on your phone. You might not be looking at certain apps, but if they're running, they're still eating away at your battery life. And that's why your phone dies so quickly. But if you just close those apps, now the battery life, it lasts so much longer. And that is the same with yourself, is that you might not be thinking about this, but if it's still existing within you, it's still using up energy. It's still draining you. And it's essentially putting you in a state of lack. And so now with this level of awareness, you can make a decision. And I hope you make a more empowering decision that comes with taking the action, closing the circuit, and most importantly, reclaiming your energy. It is time to safeguard your energy like your life depends on it. Because truthfully speaking, it really does. There's no two ways around it. If you want to change your life, you got to change your energy. And you can continue showing up as you always have, but then don't be surprised when you continue receiving more of what you always have. And so if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.ky. Like I said, spots are open for the Missing Link Mastermind. We start officially on February 29th. And especially if you enjoy this episode, these are just four tiny ways in which I've shared that you are unknowingly blocking your desire. I have a whole bunch of other ways in which I'm going to be sharing over the 12 weeks together. And so if you're at a stage in your journey where you're ready to lean in, you can head to the show notes with the link. My DMs are open. If you have any questions per se, my handle is at kushboo.ky. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushpu.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.